You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Chayesora. In the second pasuk of the parsha, it says, "V'tomas Sora beKiryas Alba." Sora died in Kiryas Alba, which is Hebron. V'yovoy Avram lispoit Sora v'lifkoyso. And Avram came to be maspid Sora and to cry for her. And the word v'lifkoyso has a small chuv. And in the next pasuk, it says that Avram got up from his hesped, and he addressed the Bnei Ches, and he said, "Ger b'sel shoyshav anoichi imochem. I am like a stranger and like a resident among you. Tnu lich achuzas kever imochem. Give me a place that I can bury my wife Sora." And Rashi says, Medrash Agoda says, "Im tirtzu hareini ger. If you want me to be a stranger, I'll be a stranger. Vim lav eyet toyshav. The etlam in hadin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said lezaracha etenetz ha'oretz hazos. The Rebbeinu Nachman told me that I'll give it to you." So the Dubna Magid says that a Jew and a non-Jew can never totally be comfortable with each other's company, not in this world and not in the next world, because a Jew's focus in this world is that he is in a transient state. Everything he does is a preparation for the next world. Of course, he must do the things that a human being needs to do, physical things, eating, drinking, working, having a family. But even these things have mitzvahs attached to them, and our doing the mitzvahs is a preparation for the next world. We do the physical things because we need to exist and function in this world. But we know that in this world we are a ger, we're just passing through. A non-Jew, on the other hand, even though he may have mitzvahs, and there are some non-Jews that could be virtuous and could even achieve Olam Haba as Chassidei Umos Olam, this is not their natural state. They are, so to speak, into Olam Hazeh. So in this world, we are Gerim and they are Toishavim. But in the next world, they are Gerim and we are Toishavim. So being that when we die and when we live, we have to be separate from them because we have totally different perspectives. So Memela, we have to have our own cemetery. We have to have a totally different place where we lie in a Beis Olam. So the Dubna Magid says Avram was trying to intimate with this Ger V'Soishim that this is the importance, and this is the first time in the Torah we find a Hesped and Avelus. And the Meforshim say very fascinating things, and this is what this Shir is focusing on, is some fascinating perspectives about Inyanim of Kvura, which is the focus of the first part of our parasha. The Chofetz Chaim applies the same concepts to explain what Bilam meant when he said, "Tomos nafshi moisi shorim, batachi achrisi komoyu." I want to die the life of the virtuous. Chofetz Chaim says that Bilam wanted to live like a goy and die like a yid. Et gevolt legen vi a goy and starben vi a yid. Death for a Jew who lives a righteous life isn't the tragedy it is for a goy, because a goy whose whole focus is Olam Hazeh, then it's the end of the world as he knows it. But a yid understands that the whole purpose of this life is a preparation for Olam Haba, like the famous maimah, Haskein b'Olam Hazeh, Haskein b'Prozdo. If we prepare ourselves in this world, then we will enter the Traklin. We will enter the palace, into the great hall of the palace.
But Rabbi Herschel Shechter in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, who is quoting his grandfather, the Briskerov, and brings the concepts we have put forward in the Shir a step further into Halacha Lamaisa. And he says, "Yesh choiv likvor es Yisrael bekever Yisrael." There is an obligation that every Yid has to be buried in a Yiddish cemetery. "V'isah gomo likvor ben hanochrim." It is a serious sin for a Yid to be buried in a goyish cemetery. And this din, loy rak l'chatchila, this is not only applicable before internment, ela gam b'dieved. It's even after the fact. "Sha'afilu im kova Yisrael ben hanochrim," after the fact, "choyva aleinu lohoitzi misham likvor l'kever Yisrael." There is an obligation to reinter this nifto, take him out of the goyish cemetery and put him in a Yiddish cemetery. And he continues that Reb Chaim said, Reb Chaim Brisker, the Zeda of Reb Yosheb Ber, the Zen Nechshav Kol Kach Bizoyin Lameis Yisrael. This is such a bizoyin, a profound embarrassment for the deceased Yid. Sha'afilu she'ein sham ela koyen. If there's nobody around to be able to do this deed, to reinter him in, from the non-Jewish Kever into Kever Yisrael, that the koyin tzorach lehistapel v'meizeh ulohavi lekever Yisrael, kimoy mesmit. A very powerful statement. Because we know that a koyin is not allowed to be anywhere near a Jewish meis. But just like we see by mes mitzvah, that if there's nobody else to bury someone that's lying on the ground, a Jew that has died, that we are obligated to, that anyone who is there, even a koyin, has to be metapel with the mes, has to make sure that this mace gets into the ground. And so this yid who was put in the Goyish cemetery has to be immediately or as soon as possible reinterred into a Yiddish keva. And this is the focus of this week's shir, to illustrate how the Torah perspective of the death and kura of Klal Yisrael is so different of the death and kura by a Goyish, and especially tzaddikim, as we will say. Now, before we finish the shiur, there's a fascinating film clip in the public domain of the Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe Moshe Ezrachi being Menachem Chacham Avadya Yosef. And as the Rosh Yeshiva is leaving the Nichum Avelim, and he says, Hamokim Menachem Eschem B'Sachar Aveli Tzin Rishalayim, according to the well-known formula which the Chazal have given us, the Rosh Yeshiva asks Chacham Avadya to explain the word Hamokim Yenachem Eschem. Why are we using the word Hamokim to refer to the Rabbeinu Shlomo? So Chacham Avadya, as the Ovo, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, sit down, I'll give you an answer to this question. He was already standing, ready to leave. And Chacham Avadya said that the first hesped in the Torah is the hesped of Avraham Avinu, and it says, Lefkoisa, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, with a little chof. Why is there a little chof? And Rashi told us that he only cried a little bit. Why did he only cry a little bit? So Chacham Avadya says that the eyes of Avraham Avinu are not like our eyes. And from here he seems to be quoting a medrash that Avraham Avinu saw the neshama of Sarah Imenu, which flew to Shemayim, and she was graded by all the great neshamas of the great tzaddikis, the wives of the tzaddikim, the wife of Noach, the wife of Meshuselah. And they greeted the neshama of Sarah Imenu and they said, Brocha ba tzaddikis, mother of Yitzchak, wife of Avram, pure and holy soul of such a great tzaddikus who brought Kedusha to this world, to the world that she just left. And Chacham Avadya quotes the Medrash further and says the Simcha Shemayim was like the Simcha of a new Kala, and that in Shemayim they built a beautiful palace in her honor, as is brought by the Chazal in other places, that the tzaddikim reside, their neshamas rest, in an apilion, in a beautiful dwelling, a separate little palace. When Avraham Avinu's eyes beheld this vision of this tremendous simcha that was brought to Olam Haba when the neshama of Sarah got there, he also became very besimcha, but he's biavelis. He couldn't laugh. How would it look? Avraham Avinu's wife is niftan and he's going to laugh? So that's the reason why Chacham Avadya said, again in the name of the Medrash, why he cried just a little bit. So with this, Chacham Avadya says, we understand why the phrase which we use when we leave the Niftar is Hamokim Yenachem Eschem. And we tell the Ovel that the Mokim of the Niftar, where the Niftar is now residing, from all of the Torah and the mitzvahs, which that now Neshama brought to this world, the Mokim should be Menachem you. Just like the Mokim of Sarah was Menachem Avram. Fascinating dialogue between the Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Moshe Ezrachi, and Chacham Avadya, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that our eyes should see clearly to the best of our ability and to understand the transcendent Kedusha of a Yid in this world and in the next. And this should bring us simcha even in our darkest times. And the Eivishter will help that in the schus of the tzaddikim and the tzidkonius, we should be zoicha to refuas and yeshuas in this world and a gula shalemet for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.